We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. I have a very, very wonderful guest. His name is Ben Axelrod. Bom, 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 Ben. How are you, Ben?
I'm good. How are you, Nicole?
I'm good. You have such a fun, interesting last name.
Oh, thank you.
And I don't know if you ever told me what it is. Is it something?
Yeah, no, it literally means axle and rod, like the two main components of the wheel. Mm-hmm. We were cart makers in Kiev, old Russia.
Wait, really?
Yeah, true story.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's and then, fun.
And then it transferred from generation to generation, and we ended up in Detroit, where mm-hmm. I'm from. My grandfather was the chief designer on the OJ Mobile, the Ford Bronco.
Simpson
yeah,
mobile?
The Ford Bronco. Yeah,
oh.
The one that he got away in. Well, didn't ultimately get away, but they caught up to him. But
so
yeah,
are you like a Ford money?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have money? And
no,
I don't know about it.
I don't have Ford money, but I'm from. But yeah, my grandfather was a big not executive, an engineer at Ford.
So
within two generations, no car skills whatsoever, none.
So does that mean your grandfather has a patent for wheels on a Ford Bronco?
I don't think so. He's dead. So he's so I feel like I would have it at this point.
Do patents get transferred from person to person after death?
I don't know.
I have 16
question.
Patents from all my dead relatives.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it, right? Like, I mean, it's his thing, just like the money. I don't know. But yeah, no, I'm from car stock and have mm-hmm. No abilities in the field whatsoever.
Fair. I love cars. And I used to know a lot about cars.
Really?
I could probably still change my oil. I don't think I could change a flat tire anymore.
No.
I don't know how to do that.
But
I can
want
to check fluids and stuff. I could do all that. I love cars.
Really?
Yeah, when I was little, I would memorize the Consumer Reports car edition and
whoa.
Then like recite facts to my parents and they'd be like, "Great, Nicole, we're glad you like something." I was like, "Mm."
Yeah, no, I have none of those. I have no abilities that pertain to hands. Like if you could touch something and make it better, not me. No, everything
Fair.
I touch is worse.
Oh, come on. What about like gardening or like having a succulent where you touch it every day?
No green thumb.
Okay, fair.
No, I really am bad at everything with your hands.
That's a lie because you're a writer. You write with your hands.
That's true. Okay, I'm bad at everything except for one thing with
there
hands.
Yeah. Okay, are you single currently?
Single, currently.
How long have you been single?
Well, that's a good question. Like single meaning no one to call my girlfriend or for me to call their boyfriend forever, for like as long as time. Single in the sense that like I'm not actively dating anyone at all.
Okay.
Probably like... 6 months, something like that.
Okay, cool. Are you on dating apps? Are you on?
No.
You're not on Tinder, mm-hmm. Bumble,
no,
Hinge,
no.
Okay, Cupid.
I've been on Tinder and I've been on Okay Cupid. My thing is always, and I was dissuaded from doing this, mm-hmm. and I knew it was a bad thing when I was doing it, but did actually have to be told to stop. Whenever I would get like sick, like I would get like a head cold or something mm-hmm. like that, I would sign up for Tinder and because I was lonely and there was no okay. one to take care of me. And then as soon as I got better, I would cancel. I would end the app. Yeah.
So would you have sickly conversations with these
yes.
women
yeah.
and then just never talk to them again?
Well, sort of. That's not precisely the way. Well, there was one where we went on, like, I got sick. I signed up for Tinder. We matched or whatever the term is. Mm-hmm. And we got to talking. And then I set up a date with her and mm-hmm. didn't get better from my sickness in time to go on the date.
Okay.
And so we continued talking on the phone for like mm-hmm. a few more days and kind of killed it. Like it was like we had liked each other enough to meet in person and mm-hmm. then we didn't have a chance to meet in person. We went out this one time and then, yeah, it just sort of fizzled from there. But otherwise, yeah, before the date would ever happen, I would realize like what I was doing was I would realize what I was doing was bad, but also that like I wasn't really interested in mm-hmm. The dating part. It was just, I don't know, I would get sick and I would get so depressed that there was no one to take care of me.
Ah.
And so, yeah, so eventually someone was like, you know, that's a really selfish thing to do. And I was like, now I do. And
now
so
I'm
now
just
I stopped.
Wondering if all the men I've messaged are just sick people who have gotten better with vitamin C and
yeah.
and Benadryl, and that's why they've ghosted me.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I mean, it's better to believe that. I don't know. Is it better to believe that there are people like me out there or that it just didn't work out? I don't know. I think
it's nice to believe that someone, like, there's an actual reason that someone
yeah, yeah.
was like, oh, it's something I do when I'm sick and now I'm better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it is a bad thing to do. You would agree?
Yes. Like, it's very, very terrible.
Yeah, yeah. I don't do it anymore.
Good.
But every once in a while, I had a head cold last week, and it did cross my mind.
You're like, oh, I can't get out of bed. Better start shopping for women to take care of me.
Honestly, like Amazon Prime just like replaced like that design. Like it was just like I clicked an Amazon Now, I think it was called or whatever, mm-hmm. and they just brought me the soup that I needed. And just up to that point, there was just no one bringing me that soup.
That's great. Amazon is just a savior for single
yeah.
people who are
yeah.
sick.
That's right.
They're like, I need someone to take care of me. And they're like, a robot will deliver you yeah. soup. It'll be great.
Yeah.
So when you were on dating apps, what messages would you send to women? What's an opening message?
I never send an opening message.
Really?
No.
So you always wait for women to reach out to you first?
No. It's not that I wait for that to happen.
Uh-huh.
I just don't. I don't think I like dating, and so I don't find myself. One, I don't really know how apps work,
okay.
so I don't frequently get the message when it's sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you make it so that like you actually receive the message. Like when I was on OkCupid, if I signed into OkCupid,
mm-hmm.
then I would see this little like message thing and I would click on it. But it would just be when I signed in. It seems like other people receive them like text messages. Is that accurate?
You have to turn on your notifications, and then if you turn on your notifications, then it'll like pop up like where your texts are. It'll just be like
yeah.
like on your home screen or whatever when your phone's mm-hmm. locked. It'll be like, oh, you got a Tinder match or you got a Tinder message.
Right. So I didn't ever get those.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure I got. Yeah. I don't think I matched with that many people anyway, because I also still don't. I've always had a hard time with like like I can't differentiate between like shampoo and conditioner. And I think like I never feel comfortable that I know which one is right versus is left is the good one or the bad one.
You swipe right for yes, left for no.
Okay.
But yeah, also yeah. You don't know the difference between shampoo and conditioner.
It takes I have to like look at the bottle and read it. Yeah.
Okay. Fair. But also, why don't you just get a 2-in-1?
Well, those don't work very well, don't you? I mean, I don't know. I always felt like they leave you with like frizzy dry hair.
Fair. I mean, I use two separate ones.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I was just trying to help you.
Yeah, no,
out.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate the help.
Or you could buy a brand where there's like a pump for the shampoo and then a pouring spout for the conditioner. That way, you wouldn't have so much trouble.
No, it's true. At this point in my life, like I know that the black bottle is the shampoo mm-hmm. and the white bottle is the conditioner.
Okay.
But I still read them just to make sure that I get it right.
I very recently just put conditioner all over my legs in a hotel room because I thought it was lotion. Turns out it was not.
What happens when you – because somebody told me recently that like that on those days where you want your hair to like obey or whatever, but like you don't want to wash it, you can just put conditioner in your – what is conditioner? Do you know what conditioner is?
I think conditioner makes your hair soft.
Is that – okay, so all it does
Or it is a lie that the hair companies have told us that we needed for our hair. Because I've also washed my hair with like a bar of Dove soap and been like, ooh, it's soft.
Yeah, I mean, I have to believe that soap is soap.
Yeah, soap is soap. I don't think shampoo's like restoring anything.
Yeah.
That's what conditioner, they're like, conditioner like repairs your hair. And I'm like, how? It's on for 5 minutes and then you wash it out.
Yeah. And it is weird that you have to leave it in for so long.
You like, do.
Because shampoo, you just wash right out, right? Mm-hmm.
And then conditioner, you have to like leave it on your hair for like a couple minutes.
Yeah.
I was staying at my friend's house and I washed my body with conditioner. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I have the same problems as you.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it was not my shower. And
right,
I like
right.
squeezed it. And I was like, this is not lathering right. And then I like started going for it. And I was like, ew, what is wrong with this fucking body wash? Then I looked at it and I was like, oh, I think this is her boyfriend's fucking conditioner that I've slathered on my entire body. And then I was like, also, I've wasted his conditioner.
Yeah.
I felt like a fool. And I had not told her about it because I felt like, I was like, how do you bring that up? And I used a half a bottle of your boyfriend's conditioner.
Well, you bring it up on a podcast.
I haven't said anything. Yeah, I'll tell her later. Okay, I want you to read my Tinder profile because I'm on Tinder.
Yes.
And it's just a shit show. It's really awful. Everyone's a piece of shit. But here's my profile.
Okay. Am I supposed to read it out loud or just read
it? You can read it out loud and then describe the pictures. Yeah, like swipe through the pictures.
Okay. This is a good picture.
Hey, thank you. He's talking about the first picture where I'm holding a big old dick.
I'll hold it up to the mic.
Hold it right up to the mic. People, they can see. Our listeners can see.
Good night, Sashir.
Wait, what is...
I heard you downstairs.
Oh. I was like, what? Oh, yeah. That's what I say to my dear friend.
The whatever you call it. I guess the person... Wait, so there's
the
more.
Profile.
There's more. Profile. It says, I got a fat ass, so if you're into that, hi. And then there's a lot of hi emojis.
No, it's goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. Oh. Oh, if you're not into that, goodbye.
Uh-huh.
Well, how can you tell the difference between hi and goodbye in your emoji ways?
Because it's the way I'm saying it. I'm not saying I have a fat ass if you're not into it. Hi!
Right. That's true.
Please?
Yeah, no. I missed the not. You're
right. Okay.
Oh, you're less than a mile away currently. It's weird that it says where you are.
Grindr tells you by the foot.
Really?
Yeah. It's a gay dating app.
Oh, yeah.
They'll literally tell you if they're in the house.
Do you have a Grindr account?
No, I don't have a Grindr account, but I know things about Grindr.
Yeah. I don't know anything about anything. I'm 40. I don't have to know anything anymore.
You're 40?
Yeah, I just turned 40 this year.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. But I feel like all this stuff is in the rear view now. Like, it's like I'm allowed to, like, I'm kind of, okay, this is going to sound sad, but I don't care. I'm allowed to just die.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, sure.
Yeah. I'm allowed to.
40 is a long time to live. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I did it.
You just pass away.
Okay. I like people with a sense of humor because life is too fucking long not to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Down to DTF, down to figure skate or fuck or farm or fly a kite, whichever is easier. Is this next part? The 28 for friends.
Oh, that's just like Facebook or whatever, because you have to log in with Facebook. Is this a good profile? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like, Yeah, I think it doesn't like lean into sense of humor in a way that like that will maybe disengage people who mm-hmm. who aren't in our world, but it does still like reflect sense of humor. You say who you don't want to respond to you. Mm-hmm. Down to figure skate or fuck is just a funny phrase.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
All right. So I'm going to look through the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
The first picture is very good.
Okay.
The second picture is good, but it's more of a distant picture, and okay. there's a Christmas tree in it.
Yes.
Which I do think is probably going to it's probably going to turn off certain people. So I don't know if that's an issue. Yeah. Well, I think that it suggests religious. And you're and I don't think of you as religious.
Interesting.
And I think that a lot of the people in this world, on top of not being religious, don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So it's something to consider. I mean, I'm thinking about this harder than I probably would if I was on Tinder.
Sure.
But because we're on this podcast,
mm-hmm.
this is
and
a
I'm
very good picture.
You to
yeah,
do
yeah.
It.
That's a very good picture.
Ah, thank you. Yes, that is a selfie of me in a mirror looking very glamorous.
This is a funny picture.
That's me trying to climb a bookcase yeah. in a onesie.
Yeah.
Well, I figure you got to show the body because I am a fat lady and I feel like fat ladies are like, no one will know if I just show them my face. And it's like, bitch, when you walk up, he's going to know when you're waddling. Like, you got to tell them beforehand.
Yeah. Well, okay. That makes sense. I just think, yeah, it's a good picture, though. I think that was a good choice.
Thank you.
It's a fun one. Yeah, no, I think these are good pictures. I think it's a good profile.
Okay.
I think that, like, honestly, I was expecting it to be a little less take yourself seriously. Which is not to say that I, like, wanted it to.
Oh, so you thought it was going to be way more jokey than it is.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be more of the vibe, like, more of a take it or leave it kind of like goof off kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like you are like legitimately looking for positive responses.
I am.
Yeah, yeah. So
and
I think
I'm
that's
getting
good.
Very, very few
you,
of
yeah.
them.
Yeah, I had noticed that when I was on Tinder for like the, you know, I would never be on for longer than 2 weeks. So it's hard to really assess. But yeah, I didn't get good responses either.
Mm-hmm.
Or I didn't get a lot of responses.
What would women say to you as an opening line that you were like, oh, this is great. I got to talk to this lady.
Well, I got to say that I'm going to preface that by saying that one of the things I found very confusing about Tinder was that you would see so many people you knew on
mm-hmm.
it, and I didn't know how you were supposed to respond to that. So I found that, like, a lot of times what was intimidating me, like, the head cold thing is legit, but it's
mm-hmm.
But that aside, it was just like all of a sudden I would match with somebody that I didn't know if I just knew them from the comedy world, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't know what I was supposed to, but those would be the conversations that I would end up having. And it, you know, I mean, I think it seems to me that, like, the point to Tinder is that when somebody matches with you, you should just know that they like you. Or
mm-hmm.
if they don't match with you, then they don't like you. And so I would match with these people and still not know if they liked me. And it was
uh-huh.
sort of like, well, what's the point of this? I could have this at the bar. And I routinely did. Just no clue whether or not somebody – and I think it's a hard thing about, like, where we're at in the world right now. It's just like that, you know, I mean, I have tons of female friends
mm-hmm.
and my – dad didn't, you know, like he had a couple
mm-hmm.
of them. But for the most part, the women that he was friends with were women that he was fucking probably, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
fair.
So, yeah. So I think that can be like a hard thing. So like when somebody would message me and I didn't know them,
mm-hmm.
I think because I had had this like Pavlovian response to the ones that I did know, I would suddenly think like, all right, what is, like, this is a scammer, right? Like, this person is,
mm-hmm.
like, not necessarily even the catfish thing, but just, like, this person is going to murder me or something like that. And then it just, like, maybe they probably wouldn't, but it wasn't worth finding out.
That's very funny that you thought that women were on Tinder looking to murder.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. And that's the thing is that then I would have to, like, I would really have to reconcile with, like, the fact that, like, oh, if I'm feeling this, then they have to be feeling that way about me. Because I'm like a large dude who like...
You're very tall. How tall are you?
6'3", 6'4", something like that, in that range.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they have to be wondering about me too.
So you have like had conversations with people you know on Tinder?
Yeah.
And then when you saw them outside of Tinder, would you be like, we had a good conversation? Would you bring it up or no?
I think I was very intimidated by it. Like, I wasn't
okay.
sure. Yeah, I've always been, like, a little bit probably romantically shy. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, I'm not like I'm not a real forthright guy when it comes to my feelings, probably in general.
Fair. I feel like a lot of men,
yeah,
aren't forthright with their feelings.
Yeah. I don't even know that I'm forthright with my feelings to me. Like, I don't even know if I actually know what I feel.
Fair. Are you in therapy?
No, but I have been thinking. I have been thinking about it. It's been a long time since I did therapy, but I've been thinking about going back. Are you?
I'm in therapy. I like my therapist. We've been working on some things.
Yeah.
Right now, we're working on my intimacy issues.
Oh, yeah?
Because we just figured out that I have ADHD.
Yeah.
Which triggered like a little bit of depression. So then I'm on medication for that. And the depression's, it's not gone,
but
it's like cleared up a lot.
Yeah.
So now we're working on my intimacy issues. And it's, oh boy. Not fun.
No, I've been to a decent amount of therapy, and I've definitely worked on those specific issues. And yes, I will corroborate your story. Not at all fun. Not even fun to acknowledge that you have them. Like that first step of it.
Like I deny it. Problems. Yeah. Help. So wait, you've only gone out with one girl from Tinder. Yes.
Yes.
And how was that first date, not knowing someone? Like, have you been on many blind dates before?
No. I haven't been on many dates before. I mean, I've been on, like, I've been on a few. But it was bad. It was like like I had a bad time, and I felt like she had a bad time. And then this is the thing that people always, like, and this, I've acknowledged that this is probably not the right move, but, like, I've done it a few times, and, like, and I do struggle with figuring out how to get out of the cycle. It's just like sometimes I'll decide like, this person is showing no signs of really liking me. I'm going to do them the favor of just like leaving them alone. And then people are like, no, you have to give people the opportunity to tell you that.
Yeah.
But I was just like, that sounds so uncomfortable to me to have to say to somebody like, it's you. I don't want you. And it's just like, and I don't know that I don't even feel like I don't feel that way. But every time that I've ever had a conversation with somebody that was of that nature, that's always the takeaway is that like it's felt personally. And my thing is just that like, it's never personal with me. Like I go really, really, I try to go out of my way to find the like the sustainable relationship, like whatever it might be, but it's hard. Like if it starts out as dating, it usually feels like it's either dating or it doesn't end up kind of anything. And that's never my intention, but my intention is to just be like, I don't know, whatever the other person wants me to be. And that's probably not, that's probably
not good. You gotta be you.
I know.
I think if someone was like, Nicole, it's you, it's not me, I'd be like, all right. I'd probably be like a little upset for a little bit. But then also I'd be like, oh, good.
I'm
glad that you were like, no, it's you. I don't really like you. And you're not for me. I think I would prefer that other than like someone ghosting me or something.
And they would never be like a straight up. Well, it would, my intention would never be to straight up ghost. It would be more like a situation where, like with. With a girl I went out with like a few times recently, it was a situation where I felt like I was always instigating the conversation. I was always the first person to text, and I was the last person to text. And then after a couple of weeks of it or whatever, it was just like, you know, this person doesn't like me. If they liked me, they would start the conversation. And so then I was just like, all right, well, I'll wait for them to start the conversation. And then they didn't. And so I think on some level I'm ghosting, but I was also just sort of like willing to be ghosted. And I don't know what the protocol is. Like I honestly don't know what the right move would have been. And I think one of the reasons that I suffer through this, like, or one of the reasons that I struggle with like this kind of stuff is that I had a really long term serious relationship.
For how long?
That it wasn't really long term, but it was a couple few years, like somewhere in
that
range.
Long, and more than a year is very long to me.
Yeah. It was, I want to say it was like around 2 years, and maybe a little over. And And this overlapped with when text messaging happened. And so like I was in a relationship before text messaging, stayed in the relationship until text messaging became like a thing people knew how to do. And then I never learned how to do it dating wise. I never learned how to like flirt with it. I never learned how to like, I can barely emoji and, and just like, I'm, you know, I feel like, it stifled me when it came time to like be a modern day dater.
Dating man.
Yeah.
It's funny to use emoji as a verb.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to emoji.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very funny. So, okay, you said that the girl wasn't initiating conversations back with you, but then for me, I'm like, I don't want to do too much and annoy him.
Right, right, right.
So, like, do you know what the fine line is or what the happy medium is?
Well, I think it's simply a situation where like neither party is really thinking too much about it. Like, the, you know, he's texting you some, you're texting him some, and it just feels mutual. But like when it doesn't feel mutual, especially like when we're in, you know, dating is a vulnerable thing, and like in order to have like a good or bad relationship, but let's focus on the good ones. You have to be willing to like take risks, you know? And I would find that like when I was feeling vulnerable, I wasn't taking risks. And sometimes it would just be like, you know, with that girl that I went on the date with through Tinder, like when we were just before we actually met, we were trading a lot of back and forth stuff. It felt very like organic. And that seemed good. I agree. Like if someone's not responding to you, then you don't want to blast them. But yeah, like any of those situations where I felt like I was being the blaster after like a short period of time, it was like, I don't want to be that person. Like, I don't want to be, but I'm not sure. Like, yeah. So I would say, a person, I mean, you know, in the situation that I think we're describing, like, you gotta be willing to take those risks, but a person does have to like, I mean, these are strangers, you know? So like a person does have to be a little analytical about it. Don't you think?
Yeah. I get real in my head about things. Yeah,
like too much.
Oh, so much. Like I went out with this guy for like a month from Tinder or whatever. And then I was like, well, why isn't he doing X, Y, and Z? And then I was like, I wonder if he's even thinking about me the same way I'm thinking about him. And then he essentially like ghosted me after like six dates or whatever. And I was like, that's too many dates. I feel like you owe me just like a little bit more than that. Because he was like, oh, I need to like focus on some other shit. And I was like, okay, cool. But then we like kept texting. And then he just like stopped, and I was like, "Well, I guess he's focusing on his other shit right now."
Right, right.
I guess I'll never know. Better start a podcast so I can talk about it over and over and over again.
Has he been on?
No, but I should ask.
Yeah, you should ask him.
He's not a comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did ask one of your friends. I asked, and he said no.
Really?
And I was like, "Okay, yeah." He didn't want to talk about how we made out, and then had to fight about whether he was going to come into my house in an Uber, which I think is like very funny. And I was "I would love to know what you were thinking during that," because I was wasted. And then another guy was a producer that I hooked up with once, and he was like, "No," and I was like, "That's fine. You're not a performer. You don't have to talk to me about this. Don't worry about it."
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, and then I have like one non comedian that I'm trying to have on because I peed on his floor and just got to hear his side of it how he cleaned that up the next day.
Yeah. His life was wet.
Oh, God. Very silly. So, okay.
So,
what? You talk first.
Okay. How many dates do you think is appropriate before having a conversation about like intentions? That's been like a real concern of mine.
Me personally, I feel like I'm getting older, so like I want to know what you're thinking like 4 dates in.
4 dates? Okay, yeah.
I think like after 4 dates, we've either slept together or like we've talked about like what we want.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like if you're not looking for something serious, tell that person.
Yeah.
Because after 4, I feel like, because if you go on a date a week, 4 is a month.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So after a month of spending time with someone, and especially if you're doing like long dates where like you're doing trips to the beach or like you're doing a movie and a dinner or like spending chunks of time together, I think it's like after 4 dates, that's like what? 3, 6, like almost like 10 hours together. Like just, you gotta tell me what's up.
I agree with that. My number had always been 3.
Ah.
That anyone worth going out with once is worth 3 times at least, like that's that had been like That had been the approach that I took to it. Was just like, if you like somebody enough to spend some time with them, then give them a chance to, like, don't just blow them off after one. But, like, at three, it was time to, like, have a conversation about, like, what are we thinking, you know? And then, like, if I liked a person but didn't necessarily know if it was going somewhere, then I would give it as many as another three dates to assess.
Okay, so you give up to six dates.
Six would be
to completely assess.
Well, at six dates would mean that, like, after three dates, I still wasn't sure. And there are a lot of reasons why I might not be sure that have very little to do with the other person. That, I mean, a lot of it for me is like, is the same, you know, basically I'll have to eventually go to therapy for the same reason that you go to therapy. And I just have to acknowledge that like, that sometimes. Sometimes I'm resisting a feeling that I'm having, and other times I'm, and other times I just think that, like, that if you just decide that the relationship, this romantic relationship, isn't going anywhere, then you deprive yourself of, like, the chance to potentially have that friend. You can't force somebody to be your friend if there was, like, a romantic thing going on beforehand, but it seems like any sort of blow off is... it's over. Like, any possibility of it is over.
Okay, we gotta take a break right now, but hang on to your hats, cause we gonna come back for more fun!
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who, like, is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having willing to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, it's interesting that you said 3 dates mm-hmm. is the time you allot to see if the person's worth going forward, because we went on 3 dates.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
And you
yeah.
made a choice at the end of the third date. You said, no more.
But well, that's one of the reasons that I was actually interested in coming on this podcast, is that I didn't feel that it happened that way,
oh.
but I felt like I started a conversation that went badly very quickly, and I didn't intend for it to, and mm-hmm. I didn't know what to do about it.
Okay, let's talk yeah. through it.
Sure.
So we met at a mutual friend's wedding.
Yes.
That was a glorious, yeah. beautiful barn wedding in North Carolina. And then all of us were on the same flight back, and we had had brunch at this like cute little yeah. Whole Foods-y type place where I don't think I met you at the wedding.
Yeah, at the very least, like... we didn't bond at the wedding.
No.
Yeah.
Were you in the groom's party?
No.
You were just an attendee.
I was injured at the wedding, mm-hmm. and so I didn't do a lot of, like, there wasn't a lot of activity.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. I actually, on the flight there,
mm-hmm.
Tore my meniscus.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I couldn't really walk.
Wait, you tore your meniscus on the flight?
The airplane, yes.
How?
Because when you're my height,
yes.
and so this was a mistake that I made, and this was a mistake that you did not make, which was okay. that because there were so many of our friends there, mm-hmm. knowing that I'm of a size where first class is mandatory,
yes.
I'm willing to spend the bucks. I'm sorry if you're poor. Poor folks. Screw off. We're having a conversation.
About it. We
yeah.
have money.
Yeah, we have money. So I chose to sit in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought like this round trip ticket in coach
mm-hmm.
so that I could sit with are we allowed to say our like friends' names and
yeah,
stuff
sure.
on this?
I
could sit with Joe Saunders
mm-hmm.
On the flight back. But on the flight there, my knee was tweaked because of the seat in front
uh-huh.
of me so badly that when I landed, there was like just a little tear in the meniscus and I
oh,
couldn't walk.
Shit.
Yeah, so I was able to like I got through the wedding and stuff, but mm-hmm. I didn't until we left the wedding. Yeah, I don't think I made any new friends, and you were
yeah.
a new friend.
Yeah, we're mm-hmm. new friends. So we met at that brunch. And then you went to the back of the plane.
Yes. Said, yeah.
I was in the front of the plane
yeah.
drinking lots of vodka.
Yeah. You had a good time.
Oh, I had the best time. I took off my bra.
That's right. Yeah.
I was having the time of my life. Yeah. So like I boarded the plane, and by the time like you, Marcy, and Paul and Joe had gotten on, I was double fisting with my bra in my hand.
Yes.
I was having the time of my life.
Yeah.
So then we started texting.
Yeah. Well, you texted something to our mutual friend before
oh,
that.
Oh, maybe I texted
yeah.
him to Marcy, and then Marcy got your number from me.
Oh,
no,
Joe.
I DM'd you.
Texted you. Joe. Yeah.
Oh, I texted Joe
yeah,
to
yeah.
ask Joe if you were single.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, yes.
Yeah.
So then I DM'd you on Twitter.
Right, yeah.
And was like, take me on a date. I think I demanded it.
Possibly.
And then, because that's just, you know, how I live my life, just demanding things from people. So
and
then
I
we
said,
went
yes.
on a date. Mm-hmm. We went to Poubelle.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was nice.
Yeah, I had a good time.
And then I was like, ooh, boy, this is great. You took me home in that mm-hmm. Subaru.
Yes.
And then we went to our second date. You came over.
Mm-hmm.
We watched, I think, a movie, or maybe we just
yeah.
talked. I don't remember.
No, we just hung out on the couch.
Just hung out on mm-hmm. that couch. And then we went to a bar where you live.
Yes, yeah.
On our third date. And then you said, I don't need you anymore. Get out of my life, you dusty bitch.
No, that's not. No. I didn't say that. I don't know why it's important to me that your listeners.
No, nope. Ben said to me, get out of my life, you dusty bitch. And
yeah,
I said, but I'm not dusty. I took a shower.
Yeah. Oh, you dusty. No, I, no. So, yeah.
So why won't you date me? Why didn't you date me longer?
Well, it was, okay, so. I didn't have the intention of it ending
mm-hmm.
on that day. That wasn't what I said. What I said was, I don't want to do this anymore. What I had said was, and I don't remember the specifics, but like the gist was like,
mm-hmm.
I basically wanted to talk about how we were feeling about the situation, because my feeling was that, like, that I wasn't sure where it was going, but that I liked you enough at the very least as a person that I wanted to do a few more. But I was sort of saying, like, is this enough? What we're doing right now, is this enough? And it sort of spiraled a little bit from there, and I didn't know how to get it back on track. And then I went home and I was like, I was thinking about, all right, how can I, like, how can I don't know if I felt like I needed to redeem myself, but I definitely felt like things had gone awry. And so then I slept on it. And when I woke up, I had some text messages from you that suggested to me that, like, that I needed to be definitive, that it was either like, I should either say, yes, I'm feeling this, or I should say, no, I'm not feeling this. But that what I was intending to say was I wasn't sure how I was feeling, and that we should, like, that part of it was that, like, that, well, I guess I want to go into this one part of it that I think was important, but, like, maybe led things down the bad path, which was that, like, right before we went to this wedding, I was in Detroit, Michigan, where I'm from, and I had had this, like, I had this, like, internal monologue about how it was time that I start saying, like, yes to things like dating in general. And that, so I had said, I said these two things to myself that then ended up backfiring a little bit. One was that if someone asked me out on a date, that I was going to say yes, unless I had a reason not to. But two, that I was actually going to spend some time thinking about what I was looking for in another person. And one of the main things that I had decided was, and this came up in our conversation, was that I didn't want to date someone that was under 30 at that time. That I felt like that something had changed in me when I turned 30. And the main thing was that, well, I'm not exactly sure what had changed. Now that I'm 40, whole new things have changed. But those are all penis related. So, my feeling was that, like, that I wasn't really interested. I really liked you as a person, but you came along and you asked me out and you did represent these things that I had decided, like, weren't probably right for me right now, which was that you were under the age where I felt like I was like, I wanted someone who was over 30. At least I thought I did in my head. And I wasn't really interested in dating within comedy at that time. And I can't remember what the other ones were, but those were, like, sort of the big two. And then you came along and you asked me out and I said yes. And I had a good time with you and I really did enjoy. But it was sort of hard to reconcile, like, which one of these am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to say yes because this is my, like, little yes man period? Or am I supposed to stick to my guns and say that I'm looking for something very specific? Because I think the main reason that I was looking for someone over 30 was a feeling that because at that time I was, like, 38. So I was, like, approaching 40, which meant, like, I don't do a lot of, I mean, I don't date a lot in general, but I really don't do a lot of casual dating. Like, for me, when I set out to date somebody, like, the last person that I dated, she's probably gonna hear this, it's gonna blow up in my face, it's terrible, whatever, I'm just owning it, I thought I was gonna marry her, because in my mind it's like I don't want to do any dating unless I could see it going to that place. And it felt like you were in a different place. That was always going to be an issue, was that, like, one of us was going to have to compromise where we were at in our lives. And so as a person I was like, I can't think of someone that I've found more interesting to spend time with. The thing was, you said something about me at the time that was like, it was attractive to me that you recognized it, and I also recognized it in you, and I liked that a lot, which was that you said I had very kind eyes, which is something that people say about me frequently, is that I do consider myself to be someone who is compassionate towards others. And I felt that same way about you. Like, comedy is great, but I didn't consider it even close to your best quality.
And so
I was enjoying the time, but then it all of a sudden was like, all right, so I can't let her, you know, I'd already felt like I had let it dangle, and I didn't mean to, but I just didn't, I really wanted to be the person behind the kind eyes. Like, I just wanted to be the guy who was like, I didn't want to, you know, like you said, you can't just, like, you have to be you, you have to be real. But at the same time, like, I wanted you to know that, like, regardless of what the situation, what situation presented itself, that, like, I think you're top notch. Like, I think that you're a great person. Beyond, like, the comedy is, like, so This comedy is so ladder to me. Like, it's so, we're all, you know, you could be, you were in this room by yourself before I got here and you were laughing hysterically. You can make yourself laugh. I can make myself laugh. Most people in comedy can make themselves laugh. Mm-hmm. There's always something else that I'm looking for. And, sure. and so I really wanted you to know that, like, I thought you were a tremendously, like, special and important person.
Oh, thank you.
But I also didn't, it also just didn't feel like, it felt like at a certain point someone's feelings were going to get hurt simply for the reason that, like, we were at different stages in our life.
Yeah, yeah, and I do think – I don't think you thought you conveyed that very well, but I do think you did.
Okay, good.
I think
I
you –
I thought I did terribly.
No, no, no. Okay, I think good. You actually said the words, I think we want different things.
Yeah.
Which is like, I wasn't mad or anything. I was just like, oh, what a bummer. Like,
yeah.
I thought this could have been something. But I mean, yeah, like you were looking for marriage. And I think we had a conversation where you were like, I want kids. And I was like, oh, I hate children.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want them at all. And that's like a big thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's good to know, you know, straight off the bat. So I don't think it went bad. I think it was good.
Okay, good.
Because you didn't ghost me.
No.
I thought you did a really great job of saying what you meant, knowing full well that we have so many friends in common
and
that, like, we would run into each other at times and that you might date someone who's a friend of mine and we would just be in each other's lives, you know, peripherally for a very, like, forever
because
we do comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was handled well. I don't think you should feel bad about it.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't, like, ultimately, like, feel bad about it. I left sort of feeling like, I wish this had gone slightly different, but I'm not sure what I
how?
I don't know, like, and I think it, at least for me, I think it, I always, people will say this thing and when I really think about it, I do understand the value in it, that, like, that you you're hung up on the last person you fucked, you know?
Yes.
And I see that happen quite frequently, but I don't know how to rebound. Like, I don't know how to, like, something, like, the relationship doesn't go quite right, and then I'll be like, all right, we'll try this again in, like, 6 years.
Yeah.
And that tends to be what I do.
I try to, like, really just get back on the horse after I dwelled on it for hours and talked it out in the most annoying way possible. I'm sure my therapist is really sick of me. I'm just like, this man, he was mean and I liked him.
Is that your go-to? Is it your therapist that you usually talk to, or are you, like, open with friends?
I literally have a podcast where I could talk
That's true.
We'll talk to anyone who will listen about my boy troubles. I talk to friends. I talk to my therapist. I talk to my dog sometimes about it.
Yeah.
And my dog is so dumb. He never says anything of value. Yeah. And I'm just like, Clyde, come on. Charlie, what about you? And they're just like, feed us treats. So here's a question. Why do you think I'm single? And I know you don't know me super well. We've only been on 3 dates and been to 1 wedding together.
True.
But why do you think I'm single?
Why do I think you're single? I should have thought about this before because it was something that you prompted me.
It's fine.
Why do I think you're single? I think that, well, I will say that I don't actually know who truly interests you. Like, I mean, and that's going to, like, that's not the answer to the question, but I'm not sure in a man what it is that you actually want. Like, it sort of seems like you go in with certain expectations that it's going to kind of go poorly and you play that up comedically. But as a result, I did feel like you liked me, but I didn't feel like I was necessarily like I didn't know that I was. I didn't come away feeling like I wasn't your type, but I also didn't come away feeling like I was your type. I just sort of felt like we went on some dates and stuff, and then, like, we assessed it. But I feel like I'm single because I want something very specific, and I haven't exactly found it yet.
What do you specifically want? I know over 30, what? Not in comedy.
Honestly, I shouldn't have mentioned that because now I have to say what it is that I actually want. I am very this is bad.
I can't wait.
Do you know what ASMR is?
It's that, like, a woman touching, like, a table being like, it's a nice table.
Well, yeah. sort of,
or like,
yeah.
Like yeah, touching
like,
things.
Like very, like, very amplified, like, audio stuff and, like, a lot of, like, basically, I'm just looking for someone to help me to feel calm. And I never get that out of comedy. Like,
okay.
Comedy is, and you know, when I've, anytime I've dated in comedy, they're really fun situations where we like stay up laughing until three mm-hmm. in the morning, and then I wake up the next day and I'm miserable. And really, I just like want somebody, whether it was like a musician or like a soft voiced sing, like, you know, chanteuse, is that the word, maybe?
Chanteuse?
Like a female singer or whatever.
Like
or
Jewel.
Like, yeah, well, not Jewel, but
my
yeah,
hands
like.
Are small and Or Bjork?
Not that. I'm trying to think of who a good example is. Part of the problem is that they're all, like, any singer I can come up with is, like, 23 years old. And
so you want,
like,
an older, soft-spoken singing lady?
I don't know. I don't know what person I want. I just want that thing. Like, I want somebody that'll, like, help me to go to sleep at night. Like, somebody that, like, when I talk to them, I get calmer, mm-hmm. as opposed to, like, getting more amplified, more excited, like, more jokey, because it's hard for me to like ever turn off, and I don't mean like the comedy thing. I just mean like
as
the
a person,
entire,
as a human, your brain, and everything. That makes sense.
And so I found that I was looking for like somebody that would help me to feel like calmer in my day to day life. Somebody that would like and then there are just like ASMR stuff, which if you're listening out there and you don't know what it is, it's I think it's audio sensory median response. And it's like a lot of stuff that like gives you like, you know, like tingles and stuff like that.
It's like people mushing bananas being like, nom, 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 nom,
so I don't listen to those ones. but it's not even romantic for me. It's just like a feeling of calmness that I don't know how to generate for myself. And most other things I know how to generate for myself. Mm-hmm. Like I can cook for myself just fine. I can like
clean
the
apartment. I'll say this. Yeah. I don't know if you're looking for a partner.
I know.
Or if you're looking for inner peace.
Yeah, you're right.
And those are two separate things.
You're right. That's some heavy shit. You're right. You're right.
Well, on that note, Ben, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have anything that you want to plug?
You can listen to my podcast with
the wonderful Madeline Walter, who I love so much.
She's the best.
She's just so great.
And are we allowed to say it was her wedding that we met at?
It was Madeline's wedding.
Madeline and
Ben.
The equally great Ben Green.
Yep, another Ben. Yeah. They're the perfect couple. They make me so happy. I love them so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, where can they listen to your podcast?
Definitely Dying. You can find us on iTunes. We're through the UCB Podcast Network. Check us out. We talk about health and hypochondria and crap like that. Nicole was on. She was great.
I was on an episode. It was fun. It was really, really fun to do.
Yeah, you were great.
Thank you so much. If you are listening to this podcast and you like what you hear, I would like you to rate it 5 stars. And when you rate it 5 stars, I also want you to say something where you're hitting on me. And if you say something nasty enough, I will read it aloud on the podcast when I record. You can do something like, this was a tweet someone tweeted at me. Girl, you can sit on my face and wiggle around. Or let me find this other one. Oh, I can't find it. It was another tweet about my ass being very fat and that I could back it up into them. So anything fun like that, the more offensive, the better. The grosser, the better. I think things like that are very, very silly. Listen to Ben's podcast. Keep listening to this. Subscribe. Love it. Whatever. Okay, bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.